the viaduct looms like a bird of doom as he shifts and cracks. Where secrets lie in the border fires and the humming wires. Yeah, man, you know you're never coming back. Across the square, across the bridge, past the mills, past the stacks. On a gathering storm comes a tall, handsome man in a dusty black coat with a red right hand.
Hey everybody, welcome to Scaredy Cats. I'm I'm one of your hosts, Daniel. I'm here with my sister Mindy. How you doing today, man?
Hi guys, how we doing?
Pretty good. We got a nice episode. We got I Know What You Did Last Summer, the TV series. So we'll be getting into that. It's based on the book. And that'll be fun. Before we do all that,
yeah,
let's get the plugs. The Dirt Sheet Dudes every Wednesday and Saturday for the regular show on Wednesday and the Hollywood Hangout on Saturday. Box and Smart, check them out. Check us out at 6:30 p.m. for the Unscripted Wrestling Show. This week we'll be doing a feud retrospective on The Rock and Ken Shamrock, so that's going to be
a good one.
Last night on Unscripted Unlimited, we just did a Batman retrospective with Kenny Lehman. That was a really fun time, and we're going to keep good up. We're doing a retrospective on the Beverly Hills Cop franchise next week. So check that out, 7 p.m. on Saturdays for Unscripted Unlimited. And check out Elite Diplodoc and Sneaky Fetty. Sneaky Fetty on Twitch and Elite Diplodoc on YouTube for Sean's content, his video game content. And
yeah, go watch My Best Friend, even though he sucks.
Yeah. So let's get into it, Mindy.
All right, let's get into it. Huh?
Give the people a little background in the plot on the show. This was
okay. So this is not based off of or has any relevance whatsoever to Kevin Williamson's I Know What You Did Last Summer, or I Still Know What You Did Last Summer, or the I Will Always Know What You Did Last Summer. Just go ahead and just take those movies, guys, and just toss them out of your mind. It has nothing to do with it. Kevin Williamson does not write the series. It's not based off the movies. There is no Julie. There is no Helen. Got a completely new blood cast of characters and actors and actresses that we're dealing with here. A lot of people probably do not know this, but there was a novel, mystery horror novel, that came out in the 70s around 1971 that was called I Know What You Did Last Summer. That is what this TV show is based off of. But
yeah,
I will also say, I will double back and say that I would say it's more of a loose interpretation of the book.
Yeah, absolutely.
I've read the book. I wouldn't say that it's like an homage to the book or anything like that. I would say it's a loose interpretation.
It's a
they
little
took
less
the outline of the story.
Yeah.
Yeah, they took the outlines of the story and what they thought made the story good, and they went with it. And I'm not saying anything too bad about it right out the gate, guys. I'm really not. But let me just tell you real quick. We all know how much Mindy hates lingo. I hate lingo. I hate it. Like, you can say rude just as easy as you can say salty. There's no reason for it. And throughout the entire show, instead of saying the word true, they kept saying T. It's the same amount of syllables.
Yeah.
Like, it takes just as much effort to say true as it does T. Just say the word true.
Yeah, it was definitely, it was trying to keep up with the times, and it was very new age, and like, you can tell with the music, it was very poppy, and it was
too modern, though, is what I'm saying, and I think that's why it didn't work.
I agree, and I think it was really leaning towards that, the 13 Reasons Why Riverdale type crowd. I think that's what this is trying to do.
It was very, what do we say, woke?
Woke.
Is that a meta? It was very woke.
And the one thing that...
I'm not saying it was bad.
No.
I'm just saying, like, the writing sucked.
Yeah.
In my opinion, they tried to make it way, way too modern. Especially when, I mean, yeah, you're going after a group of younger kids and whatnot that are going to watch this, but you need to realize there's a lot of older heads like myself, you, and a lot of other people that are even older than us out there that are going to try and watch this.
Yeah.
And I don't think they're going to be very happy with it.
Yeah, I mean,
look at the new Scream movie. Let's look at Scream 2022. Let's dabble back here for a second. Scream 2022 did almost the same thing. It was very woke of a movie. But they did it in a different way, if that makes sense. They didn't take the culture of the new characters and shove it down your throat. This one, I think they did. It's my personal opinion. Daniel, what do you think?
I think it's an interesting series. I agree with it getting canceled. I don't think there was need for a second season. I think the little cliffhanger, it seemed like they just wanted a second season. It's like, this doesn't really need it. It could have just ended and been done. I think this is one of those things where I think two main things negatively hurt this a lot. I think one thing is a lot of people, and I tried not to because I knew what it was based off of, and I knew this wasn't, going to be like the slasher movie. I think a lot of people.
Yeah, but
are going,
you still thought that going in.
Yeah, I think a
you
lot
can't
of people
help it.
Felt that way. Yeah, and I think a lot of people want that version of what they know. I Know What You Did Last Summer to be, and just not getting that is inherently disappointing. So.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're a fan of the book, if you're going to truly like the way they did it either, to be honest with you. But
I don't think they will, because I'm a fan of the book, and I was not pleased.
Yeah. So I think that hurt it. And I think what really hurt this show was that the first four episodes were actually pretty strong. I think the first half was actually a lot more positive than the second half. And
I
think it started to drag, and it started to get boring, and it started to get into the tropes where, okay, this is a TV show. And it was starting to kind of like if this would have maybe been a movie, it might have been okay.
For me, I actually want to say that real quick, Daniel. For me, it obviously, in my opinion, it could have been cut down, and it could have been a Lifetime movie.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion, it struck me more as something that Lifetime would make.
Yeah.
I hate to say it, but I have to say it. It could easily have been cut down to a 2-hour movie on Lifetime, and they would have got the same exact reaction.
Yeah.
It was
long. It was too long, and it took too long, and there was too much, and it's not even like the filler, like there was a little filler, and there was... But, like, and there was a couple of side plots, but it really was this main plot, and the main plot was not interesting to carry 8 episodes. It's an all right plot, but it's not, and it was a good book, but 8 episodes is a little much. So the first 4 was actually pretty intriguing, and it was building the characters okay for me, and I thought it was actually all right. And then it's just once it hit 5 and 6, and it just kept going on, it's like, I don't really like where this story is going.
I think they could easily cut it down to either 5 or 6 episodes.
Yeah.
And called it a day.
Exactly.
And honestly, if they would have done that, I think they may have gotten a second season.
Oh, for sure. I think they absolutely would have. I just, you know.
But they hurt themselves.
Yeah, they hurt themselves tremendously. And I thought the acting was not very good. I like a lot of the young actors. I've seen a couple.
I know, and that's why I was so disappointed.
Yeah.
Because we've seen these young actors and actresses and a plethora of things. But to me, I mean, it seemed like it was all their first acting job.
Yeah. It did. It very
and
much.
That was just insulting to me because I've seen them do so much better. Like the character of Margot, I've seen that actress do some incredible work. And she's done some incredible, incredible work in the horror industry. And I really, really hope that this series doesn't hurt her as an actress.
Yeah. And her performance actually was not terrible. And, like, it's not even some of the performance. I think, like you said, when it comes to the writing, I really did not like the writing. I didn't think the writing was that good. I didn't think what they were giving them was that good. I do want to say one positive thing.
Okay.
And to me, this was actually it's a negative and a positive, and it's kind of sad, but I thought the way the kills were done, very well done. I did not like that every kill was kind of reduced. I thought you should have seen more of the kills happening. It felt like it was like every time it's like, oh, someone's finding a dead body. Or, oh, someone's finding that. I didn't like that part. But I thought like,
no, I didn't like that either.
I thought the way they went down, like the fucking, the one woman when she's talking shit to the goat and then the fucking cable fucks up and cause she, the killer planned it that way. And then it goes from her like forklift thingy and it fucking wraps around her neck and it lifts up and it gets like, that was well done. That was a really good kill.
You know what? Another really good kill for me was is Johnny.
Yeah.
Johnny's kill scene. I enjoyed that because they really tugged at your heartstrings with his character for a second with the whole trying to save another person first.
Yeah.
And then coming to his own demise at the end of it. I thought that was really, really, really good. I really enjoyed that for his character because he was kind of like the Jake from the Scream TV series. Oh, he got fucked up.
That's what, like, a lot of, it was the goriness. I thought that it actually still did that pretty well. I think that part held up.
Yeah.
I think they kept
absolutely.
The
goriness is on key.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The goriness is on point. Absolutely. Especially for the first four episodes.
Yeah.
Mwah. Beautiful. It's just, they lost steam.
Yeah. And it's hard. Scream didn't do it either. You know, Scream had trouble. We're giving Scream 5 all this praise, but people shit on the TV show for so long. We're kind of one of the only fans of it. But even we can say the flaws. It's hard to do that, to keep a slasher story like that. And even though this is desperately trying not to be a slasher, even though it is. Come on, it kind of is. It's desperately trying not to be. But it's kind of stuck in that, like, it's hard to make an 8-episode, 10-episode TV show based off premises like that. Because it's a very, you know, the switch, you have a little bit.
I feel like they tried to make it more of a mystery TV show
than
of a slasher TV show.
I think that's
and
how they
I feel like
make
if
up.
They would have focused more on slasher, it would have done really well.
Yeah, I think they did the mystery shit to try to break it up a little too much, and I think that's kind of what made it not work, actually.
And the one thing I really, 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 really need to point out here is if you're going to be sloppy, going to use one actress for two characters, make her good. I don't like that actress. She doesn't have very much depth to me. To me, she's just kind of a pretty face. And I don't know if you agree with me, though, Daniel, or not, but to me, I felt like it was boring when it had her going through her parts.
I don't know Madison Eisman too much. I know she was in Jumanji as one of the kids and stuff. But, it wasn't my favorite parts of the show. It wasn't.
I actually think the side story with the sheriff and her father was more interesting, to tell you the truth.
Yeah. That was some good shit.
That by far, in my opinion, was much more interesting and much more intriguing than the actual mainline story. But that's just my opinion, and on Scary Cats, we all have our own opinions.
Yeah. There was some cool scenes, like when they found the guys dead in the bathroom, and the one dude that was working at the place, and he's taking he was just taking a shit. You can tell this poor man was just taking a poop, and his pants are down. And he's got a bullet in his head, and then you got the cop fucked up on the other side of the stall.
Yeah, that one kind of pulled at the heartstring a little bit. That one was a little too hard to watch, because every once in a while you have a kill that just pulls at the heartstrings a little bit, and that one and Johnny's definitely had to have been the ones for me that pulled at the heartstrings.
Yeah.
Where I was like, oh, no.
But, like, some of the acting, though, like, when she found her mom dead, her and him were not, like, that just didn't feel real. You know, it felt like they were acting through that. That wasn't a genuine reaction to your finding your mother dead, you know?
And I also really did not like the actor's work who portrayed Dylan.
No.
I think Dylan could have been much better had he have been played by a different actor. No offense to that actor. No offense to that actor whatsoever. I'm sure he's great. But I don't think this is the right part for him.
No.
In my personal opinion, he was too emotional.
No, you're right. You're 100% right.
He made it way too easy for them to blame him.
Yeah. Poor man.
You can't get emotional like that.
Yeah, this just wasn't for me. I mean, overall, I'd probably give this series like a 4-star.
A 4?
Yeah, 4 fish hooks.
Yeah, I would definitely give it 4. I would definitely give it 4 hooks. But also, let's talk about that real quick for our fans. There are no fish hooks in this story. Nope. And there is no slicker in this story. And that's something that kind of pisses me off. Because, yeah, it's not based on the movie. But, I'm sorry, guys. Even in the book, it's the same way. In the movie, they kept that from the book.
Yeah. He does have a slicker.
Was the way that the killer looked. He still has a hook and he's still in a slicker. So that made no sense to me. With the series. Is where the hell is the slicker and where's the hook?
That's
what makes those movies. I mean, you see that and you get stunned and your heart falls into your stomach and you get creeped out. We don't have that. And I think that's what we're missing. We're missing that suspenseful character that's looming over them watching everything.
Yeah. And I think kind of right, and we saw it in a couple scenes, and he had a crowbar at once, I believe, and a couple things here and there. But, just trading that out for finding dead bodies, I just didn't agree with it. Wasn't for me.
Now, I will have to say, though, you do got to remember, in the first movie that Kevin Williamson wrote, they did do that. You got to remember that. They didn't show the full killing of Barry, of Helen, or her sister. She found their dead bodies in the boat.
Yeah, that's true.
So I will have to say that that is kind of a little bit of an homage to the original. Was it well done? No.
Yeah, but they're doing this damn near every episode. That's how they're finding every dead body.
Well, that's what I'm saying. They didn't do it well.
Yeah.
They should have done it all at once.
Like each one. Oh, I saw this. Oh, God. And then she makes the same thing around her face with her hands, and it's like, we get it.
Yeah. They should have done it all at once. It was much more shocking.
Yeah.
It was much more shocking, and it was much scarier.
You know, it was a good effort. They tried their best. It sucks that this property, because I don't know what they could do with it after this. I don't know if you can do a remake to the original movie. This, it's kind of got to be one of those horror things that just gets deaded now and it sucks ass. Cause...
Well, I do want to say this real quick. It was supposed to be a remake.
Yeah.
In the beginning. About 2 years ago, it was brought up. And it was supposed to be a remake. And then it was going to be a reboot. And then it was going to be a sequel. And then Amazon Prime picked it up and was like, let's make it into a series.
Yeah.
Now, I do have to say, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. If it was a movie or even a mini series or like down to 5 episodes or something like that, I think we would have gotten a lot more success out of it.
I agree.
The fact that they took it and they made it into an 8-episode full season, I don't think it did it justice.
I would definitely agree with you on that.
Well, I'm sure you would, because I'm sure you were very disappointed, because for everybody that doesn't know, which I'm sure you do, one of Daniel's favorite pieces of cinematic horror out there is I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Yeah. It's one of my favorite.
So
movies.
This had to have been a kick in the nuts to you.
Yeah, it kind of is. It sucks. It hurts the heart a little bit, but it's okay.
I'm sure it did, because like here comes your favorite literature, your favorite scenario, it was your favorite movie when you were a kid, and then they just shit on it.
They just shit all over it.
Yeah, diarrhea all over it.
Sons of bitches.
So, like, as I was watching it, I couldn't help but feel bad for Daniel, guys. I did. The entire time I'm thinking, like, oh, poor Daniel.
Yeah. It was hard to watch. That's why I really wanted to do it, but, you know, it sucks.
Well, like we said on Scaredy Cats, though, before, guys, we're here to do the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Exactly. We're here to talk about everything.
We're here to do the great. We're here to do the not so great. And we're here to do the shit. I do want to double back, though, real quick, guys. I don't want anyone getting mad at me. I was proved wrong, and Scream 2022, Skeet Ulrich is in it.
Yes.
He's just really CGI'd, so that's why it didn't look like him.
It'll look younger.
So, hats off to the creative team for making him look so different. Because
absolutely.
I had no idea he was in the movie. Daniel told me, and I still didn't believe him, and I looked it up on IMDb, and I found out it was, and I had to apologize to him the other day.
That's okay.
Because they used a different actor for every single other one.
Right.
Jamie Kennedy wasn't in it, neither was Matthew Lillard, so I didn't think of all people they were going to use Skeet Ulrich.
Exactly. Do you want to tell the people what we're doing next week, Mindy?
All right. So next week, guys, I don't know if you guys have been keeping up with the TikTok. It is growing, though. We're almost to 40 followers, so keep that going. On the TikTok, Mindy has been doing a little movie recommendation thing, 60-second little episodes. And my last movie recommendation was on a movie called Eloise. And Daniel would really like to watch it and go into it next week. So that's what we're going to do next week. It's Eloise. It is on the streaming site Peacock. I do believe that this is one of the free movies from Peacock. It stars our favorite Elijah Dishku, Faith from Buffy. She was also in Wrong Turn. We love her. We love her on the show.
She does
an amazing job in this movie, of course. So, yeah, I mean, go ahead and watch it. It's on Peacock. It's called Eloise. Keep up with it. Make sure you guys watch it intentively, because if it's one of those that you just half-ass watch, you're not going to get it.
Right.
Unfortunately, it's another Mindy mind screw. Every once in a while, I got to throw you guys a movie that screws with your heads. This is one that does it.
And that's the one.
This is the one. So, yeah, we're going to do Eloise next week. Like I said, go ahead and check it out on Peacock so you guys can keep up with us and know what's going on. And Daniel, I think that this calls for a good old who to who.
All right, everyone, have a good start of your week, and we will see everybody next week, and I'll see you, Mindy.
All right, see you. Guys, be safe. Have a good week.